Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for that your life will be under the sunshine, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Very continuous of the Amitāya Sutra, I think it's number 11. Well, before I start, I would like to just tell you that this is not a direct translation. I'm putting interpretation means that with a feeling of what is underneath of the words of the author of this sutra, And also what are the deep mind of the great spirit of the universe to make the earth or to light it. And as addition that what is the mind of the great spirit of the universe in modern days, that I can talk through my experience of the practice. I thought about, I would like to tell you this because of the next sentence, the continuation from the last, to rescue the suffering beings of several kinds. Well, these suffering beings are included in the spirit world, something, for example, fasting hell or these places, and also in the human world. The clear the truth and appeal to them, gain the wisdom of the talk. This part, the gain the wisdom of talk and enlightened the words and sound. Well, what is the meaning of the wisdom of the talk and enlighten the words and sound? And with the Chinese character, the meaning, put that meaning as the enlightened, but the Chinese character is written that it's entering. Enter. And I think, I guess, that it's different from the Sanskrit script. I guess that in the Sanskrit, it's written as a several ability of the talks, for example, be able to talk the several different languages. Why is it? In that time, well, it's because in India, even still now, there are 1,613. That's in my memory. Well, so many different languages. So necessary to be able to talk, to give a Dharma talk in different languages. However, it is translator of to the Chinese were put in the word to enter and made a meaning as enlightenment, to the sound and the words. Therefore, I interpretate this that to let the great spirit of the universe enter into what you say a word. When you say a word, of course it makes sounds, so the words and sounds. And the next sentence is like, it says that this, let all awaken to the enlightenment, but as a Chinese character, it is written as Ke. The Ke in Chinese character means to transform to the great spirit of the universe. Like transform the depression to the joy, or sadness to happiness, the energy to make it the energy as this world is as a pure and the infinite, the world of infinite joy. And this reminds me the famous prayer of Jesus. I think it was like the May heaven appears in this world. Something like this. The same, how to transform this world. This world, what you recognize, is a reflection of your heart. So it means that how to transform your existence. Transform your existence to the pure and the world of infinite joy. By putting the words and sound of the great spirit of the universe means that your words and the sound when you say something has to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. By this being unified with the great spirit of the universe. However, to let your words to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, it is necessary that your daily life words has to be the real. Well, the word itself is a spirit. This is a tradition, as a culture since ancient Japan and also India, that they think, we think that the word of Sanskrit is a spiritual word. So as a tradition in Judaism, the words are word is God. But you need to aware of this when or if you give a word to someone, you really have to mean it. We use this, we say this in the Japanese expression, be responsible to the word, what you say. And as a quote, is that samurai has no two words. Two words means that what do you do, what do you say, really have to be done. What you say and what your mind and what your action have to be oneness. This is a very basic principle of the rule in Buddhism. If you be responsible to the world, what you say, what you give, your world will be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. This is very, very basic principle of the universe. If you're responsible, you'll be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. And if you are unresponsible, your world will be dwelled by the karma, the negative karma. This is simple and clear a principle. Therefore, if you don't do what you said, what will happen? As I said, the world will be dwelled by the karma. Not only that, you start to not trust yourself subconsciously, and of course, you don't get be trusted by others as well. And to regain the trust from others as needs so much effort to regain after once you lost. Well, not only that, we are the people who read the sutra or who chant the mantra, also the Bible, it's all by words. And if we cannot trust the word we chant, would not be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, but karma. What's going to happen? There's no practice there. Therefore, what you say have to be what you really mean. Yes, no BS, please. That is what I really would like to ask you, my friend. As really, really basic thing to have a friendship, to make a friendship with yourself and others and the great spirit of the universe and your future. Anyway, and if you start letting your words and sound be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, your words you'll be able to transform others' existence into the great spirit of the universe as the pure land, and let others to be awakened. That's what is written there. And the next sentence, go through beyond the world. It's interesting, it's written as the world of that to own, owning. Yeah, it's interesting that people think that I own this, you own that. And people think that they own the things in the world. But it is illusion. And just go through and beyond and be in a state of clearly peace, relief from all those illusions. And the next sentence is very interesting. Because of that, everything will follow as you imagine, or by your mind. Yes, your world will be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe and start to be able to awaken others and just go through the illusion of owning of the world and clearly be in a peaceful state. And the last sentence, everything will be depend on your mind freely, as you like. Isn't it nice and interesting? May your words will be being dwelled by the great spirit of the universe and start letting others and also yourself, the world be the world of yourself transform to the pure land and be in a state of peace clearly, and let everything follow your mind freely.